Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 89th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Never Fear. Original air date November 1st, 1997. We start with a shadowy figure swinging on a rope over Gotham Square. All the civilians below look on in awe as they believe this to be Batman. The figure then slams into a billboard and we see that it's actually an overweight balding man swinging and laughing. Batman and Robin show up and they try to stop the man before they can stop. They try to stop the man before he can cause more damage, but before they can stop him, the man swings into a neon light billboard, causing it to break and crash down towards the civilians. The sign gets caught on some electrical wires, and the wires break, causing them to start, like, swinging wildly, falling on the crowd, and causing all sorts of danger. Batman and Robin shoot their grapples in a crisscross pattern, and this catches the sign once the wires break, saving the people down below. Batman catches up to the man who is hanging from a ledge. Batman tells him to go into a window nearby, and the man says that he's not going. This is the best night of his life. Fear is a prison that he's just broken out of. The man then tackles Batman off the ledge, and Batman uses another grapple to save himself and the man. The crowd applauds, and we see that this guy who looks like Brother Love from 1980s WWF. So he looks like a pastor wearing a white suit with like a red shirt, but he doesn't have the red face paint though. And he doesn't say, I love you. I wish he did. That would have been awesome. So anyways, Brother Love looks annoyed and he leaves along with some other men in suits. We fade to an office where Brother Love is explaining to somebody that's hidden in the shadows that Batman interfered and they lost their test subject. The person is angry and says that they need to monitor their subjects more carefully as they are not ready to expose themselves just yet. We're at Wayne Enterprises where Bruce meets up with his secretary, Sarah. Cripes on Friday, does every freaking female character in like every story I watch or every podcast I listen to have to be named Sarah? Is that name just going to haunt me forever? Why can't I just not hear that name again? Anyway, the secretary tells Bruce that there's nothing going on except for a man named Seymour Gray who has been calling all morning. And it's weird because Seymour Gray is usually a quiet guy. She tells him there's also one more thing. Bruce walks into his office and finds Tim Drake goofing around.
Playing hooky?
It's summer vacation. How do you forget that? Never mind. Forgot who I was talking to.
Bruce tells Tim that he found out the swinging guy was afraid of heights, but before he can elaborate, a man bursts in through the door yelling at Bruce. The man says that he's tired of being ignored and he has some great ideas that will revolutionize accounting. He says that he's Seymour Gray and he's been at his job for 18 years but has always been afraid to speak up, afraid to lose his job. The secretary runs in and says she called security. Seymour says that he will no longer be intimidated. He quits. He walks away, but then says, oh, one more thing. He walks up to the secretary, and he plants a huge kiss on her. At that moment, security runs in and drags him away. Bruce finds Seymour's wallet on the floor, and he sees a card sticking out of it with a phone number and the words, Never Fear, written on it. We fade to an auditorium where Brother Love is giving a speech about getting rid of your fear. In the back of the crowd, we see Bruce Wayne has decided to disguise himself as Tony Stark? Seriously. So it's Bruce Wayne. He's just dressed in his normal Bruce Wayne attire. He has a black suit with a white shirt and the red tie. Same haircut. Same everything. But now he has a mustache. And he looks exactly like Tony Stark. I don't know how much of a Oh, disguise this is. I mean, seriously, it's just Bruce Wayne with a mustache. And it's not even like a big, like, Pancho Villa mustache. It's like this tiny little two things on his, like, strand. I don't know what those mustaches are called, but it's like the little Zorro mustache. He looks like Tony Stark. All right, so Tony Stark sneaks into an office and snoops around. He opens a cabinet that is full of gas tanks, but he gets knocked out by a shadowy figure that sneaks up behind him. Bruce wakes up in a zoo where an alligator jumps out at him and scares him. That shadowy figure steps out of the shadows, and we see that it's this disgusting zombie-looking creature with a noose around his neck, and he's dressed like the Undertaker from WWE, but like not like the Ministry of Darkness Taker, or not like the Undertaker biker or American Badass Taker, but like the first Undertaker with a brim hat and the coat. So it looks really cool, actually. The figure asks Bruce why he was sneaking around, and Bruce pretends that he's just some thief looking for cash. So this figure shoots gas at him, and Bruce breathes it in. Bruce walks up to the alligator, and he doesn't seem scared anymore. He jumps into the water, and the alligators attack him. There's two alligators. The figure sees blood rise from the water and just walks away. We then see Bruce Wayne rise from the water, and the alligator's body just float up, like belly up. Bruce Wayne just killed an alligator with his bare hands. How badass is that? Seriously, Tony Stark wouldn't have been able to kill an alligator without his suit. This guy just like did it. All this blood and stuff. Back at Wayne Manor, and Tim and Alfred are waiting for Bruce. Bruce walks in and tells Tim to suit up and get in the plane. We fade to Batman and Robin in the Batwing flying through Gotham. And Batman explains what's going on.
You gonna tell me what's going on?
It's the Scarecrow. He's developed a gas that takes away people's fear.
No more fear? Cool!
The man on the ledge last night. The one at my office. Imagine a whole city like that.
See your point.
Okay, so first of all, dude, that's the Scarecrow. He looks amazing. He's like, I said, like a zombie with a hat, and he has a noose, and he's like all black, and he has like this giant stick, and he looks like a dead outlaw or something. Like, he looks awesome. And secondly, I'm really sad that I missed the chance that when I said Batman explains what's going on, I didn't play the clip of someone singing, "Hey, yeah, 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 hey. What's going on?" I think that's going to be a new segment on the show. Alright. Batman almost flies his plane into a building and then into another airplane, and he seems to be very reckless. Robin asks Batman if he breathed any of the gas that takes away your fear, and Batman says that he did, but he can handle it. They sneak into the office where Scarecrow knocked out Bruce, and they check the cabinet, but all the gas canisters are gone. Brother Love and his goons walk in and point guns at Batman and Robin. Batman just stands up and walks toward them. And I love this. Oh, I didn't get a clip of it. But he says, "I wouldn't move if I were you." And Batman just stands up and says, "You're not me." Dude! Alright, so he walks towards them and they just start shooting. And Batman's just like dodging the bullets. So Robin gets scared and he throws the Batarangs to disarm the goons. And I like how they kept the boomerang Batarang thing that he did in his first appearance. Because here he's throwing Batarangs and he disarms them and it like flies back to him. It's pretty cool. So Robin disarms the goons and Batman just beats the ever-loving crap out of him. A third goon is disarmed by Robin and he runs away, leaving Brother Love alone. Brother Love tries to run away, but Batman shoots his grapple and ties him up by the feet. Brother Love says that it doesn't matter because jail doesn't scare him. So Batman says, "I didn't say anything about jail." And he drags him towards the window. He ties one end of the rope to a desk and he just throws the dude out the window. And then this happens.
You didn't answer my question.
I can't. You'll kill me.
Death is death. Does it matter who administers it?
You're not really gonna...
No! No! No!
My question, remember?
He took the gas down to the 72nd Street subway station.
Why?
He's gonna fill the tunnels with it.
Just in time for rush hour.
Help me! Please!
Batman cuts the rope, and he just leaves Brother Love to die. Luckily for him, Robin saves him. Batman walks to the Batwing when he is attacked from behind and he's tied up. Out of the shadows, we see Robin walk out. He tells Batman that he's out of control. He isn't even afraid to kill. Robin takes away Batman's utility belt, and Batman says to Robin that he was right.
It's hard for me to say this, but you did the right thing. I was out of control, and you've made me see that.
I did what I had to.
What now?
I've got to stop the Scarecrow.
I can help you. I know him.
But...
Don't worry. You'll be the boss on this one.
You almost fooled me.
Untie me, you little... Untie me!
So we cut to the train station where Scarecrow's goons are loading the gas. Robin sneaks in and he sees Scarecrow recording a threat to the mayor. We cut back to Batman where we see he gets free by using a knife that he hides in his boot. Scarecrow says that the antidote will cost the city money and he pulls out an inhaler from his pocket. Robin knocks the antidote from his hands and he jumps on Scarecrow. But before he can handcuff him, one of Scarecrow's goons knocks Robin out. And remember, Robin is like a little 8-year-old kid. He's not Dick Grayson anymore. He's Tim Drake. So he's a little kid. So he's easier to knock out. The train leaves just as Batman shows up. He jumps on the train and proceeds to beat the ever-loving crap out of Scarecrow's goons, throwing them out of the train windows and doors. So the animators made sure to show us the goons moving around after they fell from the train to show us that they're not dead. Now, I find it funny because Batman has killed less henchmen when he's not afraid of killing than when he's not. Go back and listen to any episode, and I'll point out any time I'm pretty sure Batman has killed a guy. Batman reaches Scarecrow and just completely obliterates him for like 10 minutes. Seriously, I mean, you have to remember, he looks scary and all, but Scarecrow is just like some skinny scientist dork. Batman just beats the crap out of this guy. He slams his head on the controls of the train, causing the controls to break and the train to speed up. Then Batman starts to literally choke Scarecrow to death. He's like Homer Simpson strangling Bart, but that's supposed to be funny, but this is like pretty unnerving. He has his hands around Scarecrow's throat squeezing, and all you hear is Scarecrow like struggling to breathe. He's just like, and he's literally choking a man to death. Robin finds Scarecrow's cure on the floor and he gasses Batman with it. Batman lets go of Scarecrow, who is knocked out at this point, and I'm sure that there's irreparable brain damage done, seen as his brain was struggling for oxygen for the last minute or so. Batman tells Robin to leave and that he's going to take care of Scarecrow. Robin gasps. He's like, whoa. And Batman says, I'll get Scarecrow out of the train. Robin jumps out of the train. And before the train can derail and fall off a cliff, because that's Gotham for you, there's just cliffs everywhere, Batman jumps out with Scarecrow. Batman and Robin climb out of the subway, dragging Scarecrow by the neck. Dude, if he hasn't woken up yet after you strangled him, I'm sure if he's not dead, then he isn't gonna have a functioning brain after this. And Batman and Robin have a talk.
Last night when I tied you up, I didn't mean...
Don't apologize. You were right.
Yeah, but it was kind of scary.
A little fear is a good thing.
Batman and Robin walk away into the sunset. The end. Alright, let's do some after show notes. Scarecrow's new appearance seems to be the favorite among most fans, the new redesign. And I agree, he looks amazing. He looks scary, like he looks like a zombie, like a weird undead Undertaker guy. I always thought in the previous shows he looked kind of goofy and stupid. I mean, he was like red and yellow, and he had like this matchstick mask, and I don't know. I could never take him seriously. This, I finally can. I could see why he's such a threat. He's actually pretty damn scary looking. And they changed the voice actor, because before he had kind of like a dramatic tone to his voice. He reminded me a lot of the Mad Hatter in the way that he spoke. But they've changed the voice actor, and now he talks in a really calm voice, which makes him really unnerving. Like, when he's doing his threat video, he's just talking like a normal guy would. He's not threatening or anything. He's just saying things like, "Mayor Hill, this antidote will cost you and your city money." And it's just, that was more Christopher Walken than anything. But yeah, he sounds really calm, and it does make it more unnerving. I really like Robin in this episode. He shows that he can be just as heroic as Batman, and he isn't as whiny as Dick Grayson. That was my problem with Dick, is that he's like a 20-something-year-old dude, but he's still like a whiny little kid. I like the fact that Tim Drake is an actual little kid, and he acts like a little kid, and he's pretty brave at times. He doesn't whine as much, so I like that a lot. I actually do like the Tim Drake Robin. And I like how Batman actually seems to care about him. He always seemed like he didn't give a crap about Dick Grayson, but he does seem to care a lot about Tim, so I do like that. Now, I have one major gripe with this episode, and it actually isn't the fault of the show. So this episode is to show you that fear is a good thing, and it's something that keeps Batman from going over the edge and becoming a villain himself. But okay, 19 years have passed since this episode aired, and that, okay, I don't know how to explain this. So, No Fear of Killing People Batman is what we now have as regular Batman. Like, I always bring up how Batman's one rule of not killing is pretty stupid, because he clearly kills people. He threw a guy off a plane into the ocean. You're not going to survive that. I don't care how. Okay, I'll leave that one alone. Go back and listen to that. But he certainly killed a bunch of people. So him just saying, "I don't kill," it's kind of dumb. Because, yeah, you obviously do. But, like, oh man. This is just like the Batman we have now. He's a freaking psychopath who is very mentally unstable. And that lie about not killing is the only thing that keeps him a hero, even though he does it all the time. No Fear Batman is supposed to be scary because he's out of control. But that's exactly what we have now. So we have an out of control, psychotic, violent Batman. And that's just normal Batman now. I mean, so I guess my gripe isn't with the episode, but with the way Batman has evolved as a character throughout the years. If you pay attention to this series, Batman, especially as Bruce Wayne, seems to be a caring individual. He empathizes. Even with some of the criminals, like, sometimes he loses his way and Alfred brings him back. And he's very grateful for the family he has. But now, Batman, he's just an a-hole who treats everyone like dirt. And he seems to treat his friends and family worse than he does the bad guys. Because with the bad guys, like, all he does is violence onto them. With this family, he treats them like crap. And he, like, mentally abuses these people and plays games with them just to be one step ahead of them. So, like, No Fear of Killing Batman is just the Batman we have now. So, you know, as I said, that's not really the episode's fault. It's just the way that things have turned out. So with that, let's head on to the Batcave Archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Alright, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 89. At number 1, we have the episode Almost Got 'Em, which is the episode where all the villains play poker and tell their Batman stories. At number 88, we have the episode The Terrible Trio, which is just a really bad episode where 3 college dudes are bored and decide to put on animal masks to go rob rich people. Where would I rank this episode? I really like this episode. I thought it's really good. I really love the villain. Scarecrow looks amazing. I like the fact that Robin takes the spotlight and shows you why he deserves to be Robin. I like Batman in this. I like how he just knows that he's out of control and admits it in the end. Holds nothing against Robin for that and knows that he needs to have boundaries. It's a really good episode, as I said. He's like a psychopath now, but that's not to blame this episode for that. So let's take a look at the list. Number 10. I don't know if this is a top 10 episode. I don't know. It's a really good episode, but I don't know top 10. At number 20, though, we have Madison Hatter. That's the first appearance of the Mad Hatter, and I really like that episode. So, I mean, I could really relate to the Mad Hatter on that one. So it's kind of a personal favorite. Number 21 is Baby Doll, which is a really good episode. I like the character. I think they haven't used her as well as they could have, but I really do like her. Right beneath that, though, we have 22, Sideshow. That's the episode where Killer Croc holds like a Sideshow Freak family hostage. That's a really good one. And right below that, we also have Vendetta, which is the first appearance of Killer Croc, where he tries to frame Harvey Bullock. It's a really good episode. I don't know if this is as good as that one. I think this episode is actually better than Vendetta. And you know what? I apologize. Right below Sideshow is actually Mudslide. And that is the episode with Clayface. I believe that's the second episode where where he's stealing like stuff to hold his body together. He needs that treatment. So that's a really good episode too. This one, I don't know, this was a really good episode. I don't know if I would rank it above Mudslide. Because this is kind of on par with Sideshow. I don't think it's better than Baby Doll. But, Jesus, I don't know if this would be on par or above Sideshow. I mean, it has to go somewhere. So let's put this one. Mudslide's really good too. You know what? This is going to be our new number 23. And that is, I forgot what the episode is called. It's, I'm thinking Never Fear, but it's not Never Fear. It's, Cripes on Friday, that's not good. Never Fear. It isn't called Never Fear. So I was thinking of No Fear, like the skater brand. So Never Fear, our new number 23. All right, everybody, that's going to be it for this episode. Although I do have some things to say. We still have our Royal Rumble contest going on, so anybody that's part of the Facebook group is automatically entered, and I have other entries. I'm looking for 60 entrants, because this year there will be two Royal Rumble matches. I will flip a coin and decide whether it's the women's match or the men's match that I draw from first. Then I will draw a name and I will draw a number randomly, and that will be your number. If your numbered entrant wins your assigned match, then you will win a prize. I'm still not sure what the price will be. I did these yesterday. I did a doll, like these custom-made dolls. So I have one of Poison Ivy, and I have one of Catwoman. Now, I'm not sure if that's going to be my price for the Rumble. If you ask it for it to be, then I will, you know, I'll gladly mail these to you. Mail one of them to you. If not, I'll seek out. I'll make your price worthwhile. So I'm still not sure on the prices, but you will get a good price if you do win. Now remember, once again, if you want to join, just send me a message on Twitter. Look for Capped_Marvelous. You could send me a message on Instagram. You could look for Captain Marvelous, I believe, or Captain_Marvelous, one of those. Or join the Facebook group. Look for I'm Batman the Podcast. And just let me know on there that you want to enter. Also, you can send me an email at captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com, and I will add your name to the list. I believe there are 5 entries left. Once I get those 5 spots filled, I am going to do a special bonus episode, and that's where I will draw the names and numbers. We'll do that. I believe there are 2 weeks left before the Rumble. Let me confirm that. No, Royal Rumble is on the 28th. That is this upcoming Sunday. So I will have drawn the numbers before Friday. So on Friday, I will probably post this bonus episode. That will be Friday, January 26th. that's going to be it for this week. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. That is captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are not afraid.